This is hour number two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Glad to be with you this weekend. Thanks for coming back for part two of the show. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Coming up, we'll have more tracks from our featured album, Jazz for Swingin' Lovers. And we'll continue our countdown of the big hits from this weekend in 1940. And back on January 30th, the first Social Security checks go out. The first check goes to retired Ludlow, Vermont legal secretary Ida Mae Fuller, who at 65 has contributed for only 3 years. The first check is worth $22.54. And by the way, she lived to be 100 and collected more than $20,000 before she passed away in 1975. Well, let's get back to the countdown now, and we're up to number five. And the Orrin Tucker Orchestra is one of the hottest outfits of the day, thanks to the charming vocals of Wee Bonnie Baker. She sings here on You'd Be Surprised.
He's not so good in a crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. He isn't much of a dance, but then when he takes you home, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look like much of a lover, but don't judge a book by its cover. He's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He's a delicate thing, but when he starts in to squeeze, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look very strong, but when you sit on his knee, you'd be surprised. At a party or at a ball, got to admit he's nothing at all, but in a Morris chair, you'd be surprised.
Five on the Billboard chart this week, You'd Be Surprised, the Orrin Tucker Band with Wee Bonnie Baker. It was at its peak, and it was their fifth top 10 hit. We're gazing back 85 years to March 1940. And something new by the Owens, Illinois Glass Company, they introduced Duraglass for deposit bottles. The new bottle glass can stand up to repeated use by beer and soft drink bottlers. There's a story in this week's Time magazine about Clap's baby food. They now have 25% of the industry. That puts them in a dead heat with Heinz. Who remembers Clap's baby food? It came in a tin can. Well, what else would we find in the store these days? Well, there's iPana toothpaste. Well, for the kitchen, there's gold medal flour. And you'll find a Betty Crocker recipe in the package called a Busy Day Cake, where you can make pancakes in a hurry with Aunt Jemima's Magic Ready Mix for pancakes and waffles, too. But for those of us who want to grow up big and strong like our heroes, our breakfast consists of Wheaties.
I'm just wondering if you ever thought what these three important words, breakfast of champions, really mean. In the first place, that combination of Wheaties, milk, and fruit is the year-round training breakfast of hundreds of great athletes, many of them champions in their own line of sport. Great baseball heroes like Bob Feller, Johnny Mize, and Frank McCormick. Football champions like Cecil Isbell, Don Hudson, and Parker Hall. Top flight golfers like Patty Berg and Byron Nelson. And I say I could go on from now until the cows come home just naming the great sports stars who go for their breakfast of champions almost every morning. But there's another mighty important reason why the name breakfast of champions fits this combination of Wheaties, milk and fruit like nothing else. You see, this extra good breakfast is made up of three champion foods: whole wheat, milk, and fruit. It gives you a lot of good bodybuilding nourishment, the kind of nourishment every athlete needs to help make him a real winner.
Well, Mike, on the countdown, we're at number four, and here's another record from the Orrin Tucker Band. This time it's Gil Mershon on the vocals at the Balalaika.
Balalaika, where there's magic in the sparkling wine and mellow music in the candle shine, I have a rendezvous at the Balalaika. Who knows what ecstasy tonight may bring, what lovely melody my heart may sing before the night is through. I hear a violin, a haunting gypsy violin, and when it sighs its strangely tender song, I know that I belong at the Balalaika. Oh, let me linger there till break of day, where hearts are young and balalaikas play. I have a
record number four at the Balalaika from the Orrin Tucker Orchestra with Gil Mershon singing, and his high tenor quite a bit different from Nelson Eddy's baritone, and he sang the song in the film Balalaika. And speaking of Nelson Eddy, he is on tour and selling out all over the country. Recently at the Chicago Civic Opera House, policemen had to shoo away a bunch of high school girls from the stage door. Inside it was jammed with about 300 men and about 2,700 women who came to see the handsome star. And his concert was described this way: Mr. Eddy, with much flashing of strong white teeth, much glancing of roguish eyes, sang his audience into rapture. Meanwhile, Hollywood's number one box office attraction for 1939 was not Nelson Eddy, nor Clark Gable, or Errol Flynn, or Tyrone Power, but rope-haired, squeaky-voiced kid Mickey Rooney, considered by many as an on-screen brat. Theater owners voted him the most popular, and moviegoers were saying the same thing with their money. Rooney grossed a box office total of $30 million last year, and he's the cover story on this week's Time magazine. A little more gossip here this weekend in 1940. The plump half of Laurel and Hardy, Oliver Hardy, age 48, has taken a new bride, Virginia Jones, 26, a studio script girl. Meanwhile, divorce for Lou Ayres and Ginger Rogers after 5 years. And the Harvard Lampoon has chosen oomph girl Ann Sheridan as the movie actress most unlikely to succeed. Miss Sheridan responded from Hollywood, where she makes about $100,000 a year. I wonder what those bozos think is success. I don't mind criticism, but I hate to have it come from Harvard. I met a Harvard man once myself. It was a very sad evening. And that's a little gossip from here in 1940. And a little music industry buzz. Frank Sinatra joined Tommy Dorsey back in January. And 1 month later had his first recording session with his new band. and this was one of the sides. The sky fell down.
Countryside has turned to blue. I had the moon right on my fingertips, and when first we kissed, there were stars on your lips. To be with you just made it seem that walking on snowy clouds was not a dream. You gave to me all this and heaven too. When the sky fell down and I met you,
Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, The Sky Fell Down, featuring their new boy singer, Frank Sinatra, with Axel Stordahl arranging. And nothing outstanding about that first effort. Frank's approach to a ballad a bit tentative, but I'm sure he'll improve. Now, while that one's brand new, the Dorsey Band does have a record in the top 10 this week. Coming in at number 3 with Tommy's former male singer, Jack Leonard, this is Indian Summer.
Summer, you old Indian summer,
You're the tear that comes after Juneteime's laughter. You see so many dreams that don't come true. Dreams we fashioned when summer time was new. You are here to watch over some heart that is broken by a word that somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June, going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say farewell to you, Indian summer.
Back in November, Jack Leonard had complained to Tommy about his treatment of the band members. The two got into an argument, and for Jack, that was the last straw. Jack left the band, and that was his final hit, Indian Summer. It's at number 3 this weekend after topping the charts for a week, but it was the start of a new era for the Dorsey Band, and great days were ahead with Sinatra on board, along with Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers. It's March 1940, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. In the Seems Like Old Time Showcase today, it's an album titled Jazz for Swingin' Lovers. It's a compilation of tracks from the vaults of RCA Victor. And the liner notes read, timeless romantic classics and great love songs across the jazz spectrum. Jazz for Swingin' Lovers is a ready-made soundtrack for romance. Well, hopefully dancing gets you in the mood for romance, because that's what you'll want to do to Artie Shaw's version of Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love? Thank you. recorded September 27th, 1938. What is this thing called love? From the Artie Shaw Orchestra. Well, we keep the tempo jumping for another Cole Porter tune from our featured album, Jazz for Swingin' Lovers. Lena Horne sings.
You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live 'neath your spell. Do that voodoo that you do so well. You do something to me that nobody else can do. You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live 'neath your spell. Do that voodoo that you do so well. You do something to me when you do that voodoo.
From 1955, that's Lena Horne with the Lenny Hayton Orchestra, You Do Something to Me. Now the very next year, 1956, Larry Clinton and his orchestra recorded a new version of Heart and Soul. Of course, that was a big hit for the band in 1938, and his girl vocalist at the time was Bee Wayne. But by that time, she was doing radio shows with her husband, Andre Baruch. So, for the reboot, Clinton got another great singer from the big band era, Helen Ward.
Heart and Soul, I fell in love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do, madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I beg to be adored, lost control and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moonlight. Ah, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. dream. Never before were mine so strangely willing, but now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul.
I never tire of hearing Helen Ward there with the Larry Clinton Orchestra, Heart and Soul, written by Frank Lesser and Hoagy Carmichael. A record made in 1956 and included on the 2000 album, Jazz for Swingin' Lovers. Our subject today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today we're counting down the hits from this weekend to 1940. And we're at the runner-up spot right now with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Careless. Glenn Miller Orchestra with Ray Eberle, Careless, number two this weekend in 1940. That would be a five-week number one hit. And now we're off to the movies. Let's see what was playing at the cinema this weekend 85 years ago. Well, for cartoons, there is Pilgrim Porky. Warner Brothers Pig leads the Pilgrims. And the first appearance for Elmer Fudd, Elmer's Candid Camera. The latest from the Three Stooges, Rockin' Through the Rockies. Mo, Larry, and Curly lead a minstrel show out west.
If we were on those horses, we could have been in San Francisco in the morning.
It's all your fault. No, we'll never get out of here.
The only thing that keeps me from killing you birds is the fact that I'm short of bullets.
Oh, I have plenty of bullets. I'd be glad to lend you some. Now, I have...
All right, for the main features, The Shadow comes to the big screen with Victor Jory. Strange Cargo with Joan Crawford and Clark Gable. Northwest Passage has Spencer Tracy and Robert Young, and Robert Massey stars as Abe Lincoln in Illinois. And also showing this weekend, The Grapes of Wrath, directed by John Ford and starring Henry Fonda, and the winner of the Supporting Actress Oscar, Jane Darwell.
Something I gotta find out first, Tommy. Did they hurt you, son? Did they hurt you and make you mean mad?
Mad, Ma?
Sometimes they do.
No, Ma, I was at first, but not no more.
Sometimes they do something to you. They hurt you and you get mad and then you get mean. And they hurt you again and you get meaner and meaner till you ain't no boy nor man anymore, just a walking chunk of mean mad. Did they hurt you that way, son?
No, Ma, don't worry about that.
Well, I don't want no mean son.
A few more films, Walt Disney's second full-length animated show, Pinocchio. They've teamed up W.C. Fields and Mae West in My Little Chickadee. And an even better pairing is Cary Grant and Rosalind Russell in His Girl Friday.
You mean you're not coming back to work on the paper?
You are right, Mr. Burns, for the first time today.
Got a better offer, huh?
You bet I've got a better
All
offer.
All right, go on, take it, work for somebody else. That's the gratitude I get.
Oh, I wish you'd
stop panning. You came here 5 years ago, a little college girl from a school journalism. I took a doll-faced hick.
Well, it wouldn't take me if I hadn't been doll-faced.
Oh, why should I? I thought it'd be a novelty to have a face around here a man could look at without shuddering.
Listen, Walter.
Listen, I made a great reporter out of you, Hildy, but you won't be half as good on any other paper, and you know it. We're a team, that's what
Now another good pair premiered their new film this week in New York City, Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. Actually, it's a three-actor ensemble because it includes Dorothy L'Amour. And they might be able to make a series out of this. It's called Road to Singapore. Lots of music, including this duet from Bing and Dot.
I'm so afraid of night, 'cause I'm too romantic. Moonlight and stars have made such a fool of me. You know you're much too near and I'm too romantic. Now wouldn't I look aside on a bended knee? I'm startled when you whisper, I'll run if you should sigh. I must be so careful, or I'll kiss my heart goodbye. You shouldn't let me dream, 'cause I'm too romantic. Don't make me fall unless it could all come true.
How can you say to me that you're too romantic?
Well, I mean it. I'm really sincere about it.
Moonlight and stars have had no effect on you.
Oh, yes, they have. I remember a little girl once at the junior prom. We were...
What if I am too near and you're too romantic?
That's dangerous, don't you see? You being near and me...
I'm half afraid you wouldn't know what to do.
Well, they tell me in that spot that your first impulse is the best one.
I'll tell you in a whisper. The reason for my sigh, and if you believe me, you can kiss your heart goodbye.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I wouldn't harm your dream, 'cause you're too romantic.
Now you're catching on.
And if you fall,
well then, it would all come true.
The motion picture version of Too Romantic, Bing Crosby and Dorothy L'Amour, from the film Road to Singapore. And a piece of trivia about the film, Bing and Bob weren't the studio's first choices. Initially, they wanted Fred McMurray and Jack Oakey. Well, now it's time to turn on the Performing Now spotlight, where we feature a modern-day performer who carries on the tradition of the standards and popular songs. And today, another favorite, a great guy, Tony DeSere. At the outset of the COVID outbreak, he began a video series titled Quarantine Diaries. He'd later rename it Song Diaries, but it was just Tony at his home studio performing a song every few days. And here's a recent one.
I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, winding stream, moon shining down on some little town. With each beam, same old dream. At every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. And as I pulled down the shade, I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you.
Tony DeSere, I Thought About You, from his video series, Song Diaries. Tony DeSere, performing now on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, let me remind you about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. We're on the social media, of course, Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, here's the final selection from our featured album today, Jazz for Swingin' Lovers. Here's flutist Paul Horn and his quintet in the wee small hours of the morning.
Thank you.
kind of ironic that a guy named Paul Horn plays the flute, the bass flute to be specific, from 1966 and the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. And accompanying Paul and his quintet were the Ralph Carmichael Singers. We've been listening to Jazz for Swingin' Lovers today on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one record from this weekend in 1940. And the number one news story of the day is the war in Europe. President Roosevelt is awaiting the return of Sumner Wells, the Undersecretary of State, who's visiting the continent and learns that a crisis is near. He's been trying to get Germany and the Allies to hold peace negotiations. And he warned Hitler that the U.S. will respond if he continues his advances. Hitler lectures Wells that Germany's protecting its borders with its annexation policies. And we didn't know at the time, but on March 6th, Hitler has changed his plans for the invasion of the West. At a military conference in Berlin, he decided on a plan that would go ahead with the attack against the Low Countries, but with slightly fewer forces, in order to draw the Allies forward, while a decisive thrust would be mounted through the Ardennes. Now, there's also the issue of the Soviet Union. They and Germany agreed on a new pact in February that provides for the delivery of vital war materials, grains, oil, strategic minerals. In return, the Germans would give them manufactured goods. Of course, the world is fearing what the Russians will be doing along with the Nazis, especially after their co-invasion of Poland last year, and then the Soviets' invasion of Finland, which drew harsh criticism from world leaders, including President Roosevelt.
It has invaded a neighbor so infinitesimally small that it could do no conceivable possible harm to the Soviet Union. A small nation that seeks only to live at peace as a democracy, and a liberal, forward-looking democracy at that.
Despite condemnation of the Soviet Union from the world, there was very little military support for the Finns, but they valiantly defended their land, and the fighting went much longer than what Stalin had expected. The Russians' losses on the front were heavy, and the country's international reputation was sullied. Hostilities would end this week, and after the peace treaty was signed, the Finns gave up 11% of its pre-war territory and 30% of its economic assets, but retained its sovereignty. The number one news story this weekend in 1940. And at the top of the Billboard charts this week, a record that exemplified the meteoric rise of the Glenn Miller Orchestra over the past year, this is In the Mood. Thank you. Glenn Miller and the orchestra in the mood, featuring the tenor saxes of Tex Beneke and Al Kling, and the trumpet of Clyde Hurley. Now, the tune was based on Wingy Minone's Tar Paper Stomp, and over the years, a number of bands had quote-unquote borrowed the tune, or at least the main riff, for a composition of their own. But no one capitalized on it, emphasis on capital, the way Glenn Miller did. It became a multi-million selling record, and it was spending its 8th of 13 weeks at number 1 this day in 1940. And that's it for this week's show, everybody. Gotta go. We'll see you next week right here on Seems Like Old Times.